welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride a good canter to walk transition. So as you progress through the dressage levels, you'll encounter the canter to walk transition. Now these are used when riding simple changes and also as a preparation for the flying changes that come with the more advanced work. Now canter to walk transitions require strength from both horse and rider. So in this podcast episode, we're going to share some top tips on how to ride a good one together with some useful exercises for you to practice. So firstly, what is the dressage judge looking for? So when judging a canter to walk transition, the judge hopes to see the following. So number one, a good balance. Number two, a direct transition with no trot or jogging steps between the canter and the walk. Number three, a relaxed horse. Number four, the hind leg stepping underneath so that the horse doesn't fall onto his forehand as he transitions into walk. Number five, a forward thinking transition. And lastly, number six, that the horse remains light in the contact and not leaning onto the rider's hands for support during the transition. Now, on the flip side, common faults that will attract a poor mark include the following. So number one, a flat canter that lacks impulsion. Number two, an unbalanced transition where the horse falls onto his forehand. Number three, jogging before the walk is established. Number four, the horse comes against the rider's hands in the transition. Number five, signs of tension. And lastly, number six, an abrupt transition. Now, when riding canter to walk transition as a simple change, be very careful to keep the horse straight, especially when riding the exercise on the centre line. Now, a simple change prepares the horse for flying changes, so crookedness in the change is a serious fault that you don't want to become a habit at the early stage of your horse's education. So now let's move on to look at the walk and collected canter relationship. So before you can ride a good canter to walk transition, you must be able to collect your horse's canter. Now a good collected canter is uphill and is engaged with plenty of energy. Now because the walk and collected canter are closely related to each other, it's pretty straightforward for the horse to execute a transition from collected canter directly into walk. Now in the collected canter, the horse's hind feet land one after another, and when you momentarily slow the moment of the canter, the horse's front feet will walk. So you can see that the timing is everything when riding a good canter to walk transition. Now as the horse's forehand lifts, he will be more on his haunches. So ask for the transition at this point in the canter sequence so that the front feet will be walking as the horse's forehand meets the ground. So now let's move on to discuss what aids do you use for the canter to walk transition. So immediately before asking for the transition, you must slow down your hips, thinking of canter becoming more elevated rather than covering more ground. And then when the forehand lifts in preparation for the moment of suspension in the canter phase, use the following aids. So number one, sit deep and use your bottom to push your seat bones down into the saddle. Number two, exhale deeply to create an extra abdominal push. Number three, think walk with your hips and seat bones. Number four, to counterbalance the change in momentum, incline your upper body very slightly backwards, but keep your back straight. Number five, stretch your legs down and wrap them around your horse to hold him as he makes the transition. And lastly, number six, ease your hands slightly so that the horse can't lean on you. Now, the canter to walk exercise is very important for building the horse's self-carriage. And here are some exercises that you may find helpful when teaching your horse this transition. So firstly, exercise number one, using a circle. So riding your horse in a circle has the effect of collecting him. So the smaller the circle you ride, the more the horse has to step underneath himself, the lighter his forehand has to become, and the more self-carriage he develops. So here are a few different ways in which you can use a circle. So you could ride a 10 or 15 metre circle in collected canter and ask for the walk transition as you complete the circle and approach the wall or fence. You can also do it from the long side of the arena. So you could ride a 10 or 15 metre half circle back to the track in collected canter and as you approach the corner ask for a transition to walk. And lastly, you could ride a 20 metre circle in collected canter and gradually spiral into 10 metres. And as soon as you feel your horse begin to lose energy, ask him to walk. And then you can continue to make the circle smaller and then ask for canter again whilst working outwards onto a 20 metre circle where you should lengthen the canter to refresh your horse. Now don't worry too much about accuracy when you are riding these circles. As long as the horse understands the exercise, that's all you want at this stage. So exercise number 2 is to use a square. So you could ride a square as you would ride a large circle, making the corners like portions of smaller circles and riding a straight line between them instead of a curve. Now as you ride this exercise, your horse begins to anticipate each corner and step underneath himself more, which is exactly what you want him to do. So ride a 20 metre square in collected canter at one end of your arena so that the walls will help you make the turns. And then ride the horse straight towards the wall, turning him when you're about 5 to 7 metres away from it. And use plenty of inside leg to prevent the horse from falling onto his shoulder and be sure to maintain the impulsion. And then after you've ridden a few squares, ask the horse to walk. And as your horse begins to understand the exercise, make the square smaller to develop more collection and engagement. But be careful to keep the impulsion as you ride this exercise. You will need to slow the canter to negotiate the corners of the square, but be sure to maintain the jump. And lastly, exercise number 3 is counter canter. Now the counter canter has a collecting and straightening effect on the horse and that can be extremely useful for teaching transitions to walk. So walk around the school and shorten the steps through each corner before a long side. And then ask for a slight counter flexion and finish each corner almost in a counter shoulder four position. And then pick up counter canter and ride your horse straight and when you reach the next corner, prepare him for a transition to walk and aim to make the transition 6 to 10 metres before the corner and then walk right into it. Again, you need to be careful to keep the impulsion in the canter and the activity in the walk whilst riding this exercise. And remember that collection requires just as much impulsion as the working paces. Even though the steps are shorter, they should still be elevated and springy. So to wrap this episode up, before you can ride a good canter to walk transition, your horse must be established and confident in collected canter. Now the exercises outlined in this podcast will help to improve collection as well as teaching your horse the canter to walk transition. Now as with any new exercise, be patient and allow your horse time to understand what it is that you want from him. Now if you need any more help when it comes to riding this transition, or if you have any other tips and hints that you want to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other competitions, free stuff, books and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.